RAE Argentina to the World presents Bicycle, an essential record of Argentine rock. Bicycle was the third recording by the Cero Girán group, which was, no doubt, one of the most popular Argentine rock groups and one of the two foundational ensembles during the last military dictatorship, when recitals were spaces of freedom and resistance.
Con el tiempo vas cambiando, y tus ojos van mirando más allá.
Integrated by Charlie Garcia, David Lebón, Pedro Aznar and Oscar Moro, Cero Girán is considered one of the best Argentine rock groups due to its high musical and conceptual quality, and besides, for being one of the first to get interested in the scenographic aspect of live performances. Recorded in 1980, when the end of the bloody military dictatorship was already announced, Bicycle is full of songs that became anthems. While I Watch the New Waves, How Long Will It Take, and of course, The Song of Alice in the Country. Cero Girán was born in 1978, and after a first record poorly welcomed by the public, it achieved certain popularity with The Grease of the Capitals. The second album of the band, Pedro Aznar, the bassist, describes The Bicycle.
Bicicleta fue el primer disco.
Bicycle was Cero Girán's first recording, a sure success, to say something. Because when we recorded The Grease of the Capitals, the second, there was a sort of reconciliation with the public and the critic.
Con el público y con la crítica.
Composer and keyboard player Charlie Garcia, in turn, recalls the first recordings by Cero Girán. The first composition is the one about incomprehension. I believed I was doing something revolutionary, something that would contribute with culture. Then, The Grease of the Capitals came, and it was the battle record, the one to persuade the audiences. And Bicycle, for me, would be the relax. As if we said, we are already famous. No more problems, okay?
Ya no hay problema, okay.
La música sigue, pero a mí me parece igual. ¿Te acuerdas del baile de los palos de escoba? ¿Te acuerdas que entonces era la nueva hora y bien? ¿Qué es esto de nuevo?
Bicycle was highly influenced by the Italian band and progressive rock Premiata Forneria Marconi, that Charlie Garcia and Pedro Aznar admired. That influence is expressed in the first composition, To Yesterday's Youngs.
Thank you.
To Yesterday's Young, a first edition, is a 9-minute composition that includes a long introduction and an overture that distills Dango's sonority. Composed and interpreted by Charlie Garcia, the lyrics criticize the old-time musicians for their contradiction between their ideals and their reality. Lyrics are sort of naive. They are our Dorian Gray, says the lyrics.
A simple vista puedes ver como borrachos en la esquina de algún tango a los jóvenes de ayer. Se besan todo el tiempo y lloran el pasado como vieja en matiné. Grandes varones del ayer serán los jóvenes de siempre, los eternos.
The last track of the record, Meeting with the Devil, in turn, was surrounded by versions that turned it into a criticism against the ruling military-imposed censorship. Although Charlie Garcia and David Lebón, the authors, later denied it, during a long time, the belief was that the meeting and the devil referred to a gathering of Argentine rock musicians with a military government advisor regarding questions of the youth. In 1980, Serú Girán presented Live Bicycle at the Obras Sanitarias Stadium in the city of Buenos Aires, the same arena where they had previously presented their debut album and where they would play in several occasions later on. The staging of the show was assigned to plastic artist Renata Schusheim, and it marked a before and after of rock concerts in Argentina. Oh, Renata Schulsheim recalls that participation.
La primera vez que trabajé con él,
the first time I worked with Charlie Garcia, it was for the bicycle presentation. It was also my first time as responsible of a piece. At that time, we had no money. Bicycle meant collecting bicycles and other things from friends, painting them in white and hanging them on the stage.
Pintarlas de blanco y colgarlas.
Tiempo es un vidrio, tu amor un fakir, mi cuerpo una aguja, tu mente un tapiz. Si las sanguijuelas no pueden herirte, no existe una escuela que enseñe a vivir.
Bassist and composer Pedro Aznar, in turn, recalls the impressive live presentation of the record. The presentation show at the Obra Stadium was really beautiful, very beautiful. The staging work done by Renata Schulsheim was exquisite. She also designed the internal envelope of the disc, the graphic into the record.
Descubre al ladrón, le corta las manos, le quita la voz. La gente se esconde o apenas existe. Se olvida del hombre, se olvida de Dios.
Composed by Charlie Garcia, the fifth track of the record, While I Watch the New Waves, is born out of a criticism of the new wave, trendy at the end of the 70s, and which here, in Argentina, was made popular by bands such as Dire Straits, Talking Heads, and The Police. And so it says, guitar player and vocalist David Lebón.
Mientras vino la trova sola fue una...
While I Watched the New Waves was a practical joke played on the new wave, on the new trends that appeared. There is always something new that becomes old when another new thing appears. As a matter of fact, the music shouldn't follow the trends of fashion. You listen to Paul McCartney now, and he sounds the same as when you were 19. No difference.
¿Te acuerdas de Elvis cuando movió la pelvis? El mundo hizo plop plop y nadie entonces podía entender. ¿Qué era esa furia? Pues bien, el muchacho se hizo rico y entonces las dulces canciones conquistaron las señoritas. A papá y mamita. ¿Te acuerdas del club del clan y la sonrisa de Jolly? Sigue, pero a mí me parece igual. ¿Te acuerdas del baile de los palos de escoba? ¿Te acuerdas que entonces era la nueva hora y bien? ¿Qué es esto de nuevo?
As we already said, Bicycle saw the light in 1980. During the military dictatorship that ruled Argentina between 1976 and 1983. Although it was not the only dictatorship that hit the country, it was the bloodiest, that left 30,000 people dead in sinister illegal detention camps of torture, and over 400 babies stolen who are still looked for by the grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo. At that time, the ruling militaries elaborated blacklists with banned songs. The rock recitals of the time were a refuge, a place where the young gathered in the midst of silence to listen to music.
Se acabó ese juego que te hacía feliz.
Within that political scenario, Charly García shows once more his huge sensitivity and artistic talent. And, to quote music critic Sergio Pujol, the lyrics of the songs appeal to the allegories and or metaphors and not to the direct message. Charly was a good critic of customs. He had the courage and the witty mind to translate in his songs that suffocation climate of the time. When we hear the lyrics of Friday 3 a.m., one suffers of suffocation, and the same happens with Song of Alice in the Country and with some other songs. Song of Alice in the Country had already been composed by Charly García for a film project. It was included in his album and immediately adapted to become a metaphor of the dictatorship. A song that the dictatorship could not censure because it did not say anything openly, although it did say everything between lines.
Vas a salir, pero te quedas.
Consulted many years later about his favorite song in the album Bicycle, Charly García said, "How long will it still take?" RAE, Argentina to the World, presented Bicycle, an essential record of Argentine rock. Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Matías Arreceigor. The Voice, Miriam Turcula.